Cynthia would have to go out carrying an overflowing basket of laundry. Elizabeth would have to be like she just got out of the shower, wrapped in a towel. Carmen would have to be dressed elegantly, like a night out on the town. Samantha would be dressed up like a plumber with scuff marks on her cheeks. Hillary would have to act like she's drunk and throw her high heels up at the chandeliers to make a scene. Mintia would have to have cry tears running down her face, mascara all over, like she just found out her baby cousin got her fingers amputated because they got sucked up in a vacuum. Sage was going to have to work out a little routine with the grizzly bear and trick a few pimps outside to follow her. I was going to get Dana out by having her make too many long-distance phone calls and gloating about it to the pimps. Martha, Susan, and Darcy were going to have to dress up like electricians. I was going to get Tasha to give one of her famous temper tantrums and have her throw some jelly beans up in the fans. Nina was going to have to get out by sneaking into the underground tunnels. She would also help me get the bottles of liquor from the saloon. I could sneak Nana, the queen hooker, down the laundry chute and out through the back kitchen door. Michelle and Linda would be in the pantry locked up, and then when Nana came down, she would unlock them. And Rachel and Alice would have to get out the window somehow. And that's how I was going to flan the hookers.
The Tales of Momsen Cloud, Part 6.
Ludi was probably being tortured right now. The pimps were probably putting him on the ground on a horseback saddle, whipping him with a leather rope and squeezing lemon juice into his eyes. Probably mashing bananas up against his face and pouring tequila all over his body. There's no limit to these pimps. They just provoke each other. One pimp will do something gross, and the other will do something even grosser. I was up in the bushes, in the trees, with the love of my life. I really didn't want to have to go down and deal with this shit. But Ludi was my best friend in the world, and I'd be damned if I'd let a bunch of sex boys dick me around. Their fucking faces, worn out to hell, a variety of cynical expressions turned goofy from years of shitty thought, from long to fat, from confused to secretive, some drowsy, some alert. What the hell did they want out of me anyway? They probably knew how much fun I had with all the ladies. They could smell me. They knew I was trouble. They knew I would fight back. Because I'm made of salt and piss and vinegar. Add a little sugar to the mix. Add some hot sauce. Add an avocado. I thought about different ways I could kill the pimps. I could kill them with a gun. I could maybe drop the chandelier on them. I could get one of the girls to convince them to get into capes very fast. And then I came in this cape and black mask and then became their role model. Then I could do that. Then it came to me. What if I dress all the hookers up like ghosts and scare the pimps out? I know that sounds far-fetched, but I'm good at making people look like ghosts. And it wouldn't be like I would rub the ghost in their face and let it linger. It would be like a run-by scare. A handcuffed naked woman would run between two rooms. Or we make the old miniature hooker a gremlin and have her in the cupboard. We could even have two ladies having sex with each other, even. I took off my top hat and trench coat and had rubbed the lipstick off my face. And with a little sewing kit Sadie had in her purse, I sewed a bunch of leaves together and made myself a new outfit. I was disguised as a mountain man.
I found what seemed like a huge acorn stem and I wore it as a hat.
And I put the holster around my waist and I told Sadie my plan and she said I should probably go talk to some of the other girls. I don't know what to do. I'm so pent up. I just need a release. I know how we can take care of that. And I looked down and my dick was poking out through the foliage. And I said, Sadie, meet Willie. It was a dumb joke, but it got a laugh. And she put her head in my lap and gave me a rejuvenating blowjob. I snuck down into town when the sun had fallen. I fell back into the lobby and waited, but no one was there. And leaves were falling everywhere. You could see huge patches of flesh through the costume. I was completely naked under the leaves. It was ridiculous that I was dressed up in this shit, but whatever. So I ran up the stairs and knocked on the door. From inside, I could hear some people fucking. Then I heard some footsteps on the bottom of the staircase, and I got really nervous, so I just sort of kicked the door open and let myself in. Then I slammed the door behind me. And this fat, sweaty John, naked except for an undershirt, yelled at me.
Get the fuck out of here!
Shut the fuck up, man!
This is private!
I tackled him off Carmen and put my hand over his mouth. He needed to shut up. His body was warm and heaving. I could feel his heart racing against mine and his boner bobbing against my knees. I didn't want to be doing this. You better shut up, man. There's a gang of evil pimps on my tail. Why do you think I'm dressed like this? And all the leaves were all over the room and were falling on his face as I was talking to him. Now when I let go, you shut the fuck up and wait. Carmen, tell him who I am. He's Momsen Cloud. You see? Everything's cool. Just be quiet. And I released my hand from his mouth and he pushed me off me. I fell to the floor and he shouted at me as loud as he could.
I'll kill you! You don't ever!
And I pulled my gun from my holster and shot him in the ankle. And he did a twirl and landed on the bed. And the gunshot was so loud the entire building shivered. Everybody heard. And within a few seconds, a group of people came charging down the hall, so I jumped to my feet and ran to the window and opened it and jumped to the ground and ran into the forest. When I was hidden in the greens, I had stopped and sat on a log. I had broken both my ankles and ruined my wrists. And out of pain, I pulled both pistols out of the holster and shot them up at the old witch bitch moon. And I thought, fuck. That was the dumbest thing I could have done. Now everyone's gonna know where I am. So I wobbled into the woods and I told Sadie and the bear what had happened. Sadie apologized to me for giving me the guns, but I told her it wasn't her fault, even though it sort of was.
And she made an aloe vera cream and put it on my wound.
And I relaxed by the creek with her for about an hour. And I asked her if she would take off her shirt and I could take a look at her breasts, and she did. Then at 11 o'clock at night, I stood up and put on my original clothes and the holster with the two guns on it, and I went to the saloon. When I got there, I kicked the door open and grabbed four bottles of liquor. And since it was such an amazing thing to be in a bar all by myself, I poured myself a couple drinks. There was a little comb on the counter in front of me, and I picked up a bottle of bourbon, poured some of it in my hair, and combed my hair back. If I was going to go out, I was going to go out looking dapper. And I walked out of the saloon to the brothel, and I walked into the lobby. Empty again. So I walked upstairs and opened the first door on my right. Hillary was inside, a hooker I wasn't very familiar with. Pack a quick bag. You gotta get out of this place. And I started pouring vodka all over her stuff. What are you doing? Get out of here, girl. This is for the best of you. She ran out the door yapping like a poodle. I drenched that room good with two bottles of liquor. Then when I opened the door to leave, I saw a pimp right in front of me. My natural reaction was just sort of push him down the stairs, so I did that. And he fell backwards and he looked like a rag doll as he fell down the stairs. I think I might have killed him. Then I looked to my left and there were two pimps at the bottom of the staircase. So I went downstairs and smashed a bottle over each of their heads. And I got gin and blood in my eyes and shards of green glass between my fingers. The smell of alcohol really put a twist on the night. This fucked up death scene smelled like delicious cologne and put me in a surreal mindset. And then a guy came up behind me and put a knife to my throat. And I fell to my knees and turned to him. And there was a quiet moment between the two of us. I'll suck your balls, man.
Really?
And he started to unzip his pants, and I tackled him at the waist, and we fell to the ground and wrestled on the floor. And we rolled around once, and he got on top of me and strangled me and said, "You're a pretty feisty bitch!" Then we rolled around again, and I got on top of him, and I strangled him. "I am feisty, bitch!" And I strangled him to death. And then another pimp came up behind me, and I pulled my gun from my holster, and I shot him in the jaw. Without even remembering how he reacted to the shot, he was up against a stark, blood-covered wall, grasping at his throat. And another pimp came and I shot him straight in the face and chunks of his brain got on my shoulder. Then Ludi came running into the room, still tied to the chair, and I just pointed him out the door and he followed my direction. And I grabbed onto the railing of the stairs and stood up, then I climbed up the stairs and pulled out a matchbook from my pocket and lit Hillary's room on fire. And another pimp came running up the stairs with a sling blade. And I did a jump kick and I jump kicked him out the window. Sayonara! And at that point, all the girls were running past me. That's right. Go! 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 And then another pimp came at me with a jump rope. I don't know what the hell he thought he could do with that. So I held my gun up to his heart and he dropped the rope and I told him to get the hell out of here and get a decent haircut. I sat and watched the room burn for a second, then I crawled down the staircase into the lobby and watched the fire spread through the house. And just because I was feeling crazy, I picked up the sling blade that had fallen to the bottom of the stairs and I cut the ropes that held up the chandelier. And the chandelier exploded around me. 1,000 shards of crystal glass came slamming down in 3 painful layers, from a slash, to a sprinkle, to a cloud of powder. And I heard someone screaming from the second floor. Wait! Wait! So I lifted myself off the ground and went back up the stairs. And as I walked, they caught on fire behind me. And I made my way down the hall and looked in each room, and they were all engulfed in flames. And a beam crashed down in front of me. And I got on my hands and knees and crawled under it. And when I got to the other side, I saw the pimp standing at the far end of the hall. He was wearing a holster on it with two guns like me. You see that grandfather clock? When the clock strikes midnight, that's when we draw, okay? Okay. We both put our hands on our guns and let the fire consume our souls. We were firemen in the truest sense. Our cotton shirts began to shrivel up and wither away in the heat. Flames were rushing around us. My shoes began to melt into my feet. There were still about 30 seconds before midnight, and because huge planks of burning wood started falling down around us, we had to scream the following. Where's the starting point to the map? It's a fake map, you foolish pimp. No! And I laughed because of the way he said no. How were you able to make up such crazy names for places? I just thought of it off the top of my head, you stupid idiot. And your dick! Is it cut off? All just very good acting. Really? My dick is sitting contently in my pants. But I saw tears in your eyes and blood on your hands. Acting. It's wonderful. You should try it sometime. You ruined me, Momsen Cloud! And we both looked at the clock. There were only a few seconds left. You've only ruined yourself, Frankie. You know my real name? And the grandfather clock rung and we flung our guns out of our holsters and shot at each other. And I was fine. And through the flames I couldn't tell if a large section of the ceiling fell down or if it was Frankie. But I had to dive out the front door to avoid a blank of burning wood. And the whole building collapsed and Frankie was inside. So he died. And I rolled over to my side and had soot all over my face and arms. And I looked up at the hookers that stood around me. I said, free hookers. Freedom, girls. Freedom to fuck. Freedom to fight. Then I passed out and woke up a few hours later surrounded by eucalyptus that the hookers had set all around me. The smell of it changed my life. It made it better. And Ludie, the bear, and Sadie sat in a patch of honeysuckle to my left. I made love to Sadie that night in the forest after all was said and done. The moonlight turned her naked body into an angel's body. I love you more than life itself. I love you more than God loves heaven. I love you, Sadie. I love you, Momsen Cloud. I had a dream that started off as a star. That started off as a star and became a shooting star.